Now, why do some people seem to have it all? Good looks, great sense of humour, get on with everybody, high IQ. That is the topic of an article in Aporia magazine, comically entitled Smart, Funny and Hot, Why Some People Have It All, by my friend and colleague Curtis Dunkel. And that is what I would like to tell you about today. Why is it that some people have everything? Some people have intelligence, they have the personality, which allows them to get on with everybody. And they have the looks. What's going on? Well, Dunkel looks at this. All three of these factors basically intercorrelate. All three of these factors, in evolutionary terms, are related to each other as part of what we might call a general fitness factor. Because over a long period of time, we have, of course, selected for intelligence. We were under harsh Darwinian selection pressures until 1800 or whatever. So we were selecting for intelligence to solve problems, and therefore we're more likely to pass on your genes because wealth predicted being able to pass on your having more surviving offspring and being able to pass on your genes. We select for pro-social personality because people that are pro-social are better able to go on with other people, better able to rise to the top of the group, better able to attain social status, better able to obtain money, pass on their genes. And we select for physical fitness, for being good looking, because what being good looking is a marker that you are, that you basically have good genes. If you're good looking, then you have you have low mutational load, and this means you're able to maintain a symmetrical phenotype in the face of disease. Whereas someone that's got high mutational load is using disproportionately more of their bioenergetic resources to fight off the disease, so they're less able to maintain a symmetrical phenotype. So they're just not as good looking. So they all go together. Now, what are these three factors? Well, the first is intelligence. Intelligence, as I'm sure you know, is the ability to solve cognitive problems and how quickly you can solve them. And you will remember from school, argues Dunkel, that there's going to be some kids that they don't really try very hard, but they just sort of sail through. They just get on with it, and they just do well intellectually at school. Those people are the kids that really, really struggle. And that is a difference in intelligence, difference in IQ, the ability to solve cognitive problems. Now, how good you are at one set of cognitive problems, let's say verbal intelligence, correlates with how good you are at spatial intelligence or mathematical intelligence. And it's true that you'd get some kids at school that were the ones that were into the humanities and whatever, and others that were more mathematically inclined. That is true. But in general, the cleverer kids were good at everything. They relate. The different kinds of intelligence are correlated in a positive manifold. So we can conceive of something that underpins all of them. And this is the general factor of intelligence. And some people are simply higher or lower in a general factor of intelligence. And this is highly genetic because it's about 0.8 heritable. So it's a strongly genetic thing. Now, you might not realize this, but it's the same in terms of personality. Normally with personality, we talk about the big five personality ocean. Openness to experience. Conscientious, that's impulse control and rule following. Extroversion, that's positive feeling strongly. Agreeableness, that's empathy and altruism, and neuroticism, and that is that you feel negative feelings strongly, anxiety, anger, these sorts of things. Now, these are about 0.5 heritable, it seems. So again, they're strongly genetic in nature, and of course they relate to how you get on with people, how you interact with people, and they correlate with socioeconomic status. And remember that in the past, until really quite recently, there was a clear relationship between socioeconomic status and how many surviving children you have, and therefore passing on your genes. And in nature, things that are selected for concomitantly become pleiotropically related. So what you therefore find is that you're going to get some people that are a very different kind of personality from other people. And what you find is that there is a general factor of intelligence, which you'll have heard of, there is a general factor of personality. All of these different personality traits correlate. It basically high openness, high extroversion, high conscientiousness, high agreeableness, and low neuroticism, or at least aspects of these, to correlate to create something called a general factor of personality. And this is about whether you are basically pro-social, whether you are socially effective, or you are not socially effective. A synonym could be, you know, emotional intelligence or ego resilient or something like that. These are the kind of people that they just know how to behave to get along in any set of circumstances. At a funeral, they will behave respectfully and they will say just the right thing, and they will just have judge the tone perfectly, and they'll just get on perfectly with everybody. At a party, they'll be the life and soul of the party, but perfectly done, you know, without showing off, without going too far, without getting too drunk, whatever. These are socially skilled people that are therefore very socially effective. Now, interestingly, what is found is that intelligence i.e. the general factor of intelligence, correlates with the general factor of personality, and indeed, which, by the way, does predict getting on in life and doing well in the world of work and whatever, and indeed with the subcomponents of the big five. So, for example, the general factor of personality correlates the general factor of intelligence correlates with agreeableness at about 0.2. So when you think back to school, there'd be some kids that you think that would just get on with everybody. They get on with the teachers, they get on with all the different cliques at the school, they get on with everybody, and some kids that everybody just hated, and that would often relate weakly to intelligence. Agreeableness 0.2, neuroticism minus 0.2. So general intelligence correlates with weakly, but it does, with personality. People that are intelligent, on average, are higher in general factor of personality. And they are also just better looking. And there are a number of studies that have found this, which Dunkel looks into, both in terms of intelligence and in terms of general factor of personality. People that are higher in GFP and are higher in intelligence are, on average, better looking. Because what we're talking about is a general fitness factor. And that fitness factor takes in all of the things that we were selecting for until relatively recently, that is to say intelligence, general factor of personality, and just being physically fit, having a good immune system, being able to fight off disease, that sort of thing, which is therefore reflected in having a symmetrical face and being reasonably good looking, reasonably muscular, whatever it happens to be. So they all relate, general fitness factor. And I think that's a fascinating article. So go over to Aporia and I think you'll find out more, but I think it's a really good layman's summary and worth having a look at, chaps.
Are you ready for the future of the West? Are you ready for the future of the West?